This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 168 for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was up for the fourth session in a row Tuesday, as gains in world vegetable oil markets provided support. Canola up $3 to over $5, January up $5.30 at $586.90 per ton. Chicago soy oil recovered off nearby lows, while Malaysian palm oil hit fresh contract highs overnight. European rapeseed was also stronger, with Canadian canola looking underpriced compared to its European counterpart. Statistics Canada releases updated production estimates on Thursday, and most market participants expect to see a sizable cut to canola production from the 18.9 million tons forecast in September. Canola did run into chart resistance today, finishing off its session highs. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn slightly lower and wheat mixed. Soybeans seeing a modest speculative correction after yesterday's losses, with gains in world vegetable oil markets supportive. January beans up 6 cents at $9.91 per bushel. Monthly U.S. crush data released after yesterday's close showed a record 215.7 million bushels of soybeans crushed in October. That came in above trade expectations. However, the relatively favorable South American crop prospects and rising production estimates out of Brazil did remain bearish. Corn futures traded within a few cents of unchanged, the March contract down a quarter cent at the final bell at 432 and a quarter. Ethanol producers in the U.S. used around 460.5 million bushels of corn in October to make the renewable fuel. Wheat ending mostly higher, although activity was choppy. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the March contract at $5.90 per bushel. Kansas City a penny higher in the March contract at $5.41 and three quarters. And Chicago soft wheat up a quarter cent in March at $5.47 and a half. Russia announced that it's cutting its wheat export quota from mid-February through June to only 11 million tons. That compares with 29 million tons during the same time last year. Russian wheat export taxes are also being raised by 18% starting tomorrow. That should shift more demand to the European Union. Condition ratings for winter wheat in Kansas did improve 1 point as the crop enters dormancy, now at 56% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, December 3rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.